Hello.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How you doing?
I'm driving right now.
Oh man, we keep ending up on bad timing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know I've been following up with you about this for the last couple of weeks, and I know yesterday we were supposed to talk. This bad timing. I had gotten a message from you at 5:07 here in California, and I had just left the office at 5, and then I'm just getting in now, so I wanted to circle back with you and see if we can get your account set up and rolling.
Yeah, we could probably do it a little bit later today.
Okay. Sorry. So I actually have like almost all the information necessary to launch your account. One of the days we actually built everything, like I got the email, I got the business line, the cell phone number, the address for your PIN verification letter to be sent from the Google headquarters, requested the domain name for your website. You know, it's pretty much all ready to launch. Like we're building a business from scratch online. It's really just securing the first month's payment and then scheduling a client interview where we could actually interview you. And I know if you're already hard to get a hold of, I'd rather take the 2 minutes to secure the account and then do the client interview at a set time where the representative will call you and walk you through it, because that's going to take like 30, 40 minutes to get through. And then I also got a Google PIN verification that goes out to you in the mail and a verification form that you got to fill out. That way your business is Google verified and listed on that first page.
Okay, well, I'm actually, guys, we can't do this right now, one, for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The address isn't going to be right anymore because...
Oh, the 146 address?
Yeah, well, yeah,
okay.
That's not right. And I actually moved.
Okay.
Just a few months ago, like 3 or 4 months ago, but I'm moving again, right? Me and my leader are splitting up, and it's a big shit show right now. I'm trying to run a business and deal with that, and...
Oh, I know. I don't know if you remember me, but I, you know, we've been talking, you know. I remember, you know, you were taking Jasper to play football one time, and then we talked about the divorce another time. You know, I know where you're trying to get, and this will, it's definitely a missing ingredient. I don't want to downplay the significance of it. That's why I keep following up with you, because it's pretty hard to have a successful business nowadays, or one that's, making money consistently without people being able to find you and have these things. So I'll update the address, though. What's the new street address that we would be sending the PIN
verification?
That's
what I'm going to have to get back to you on today.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean,
okay.
If you could do everything else besides that, I'm not going to be able to get you that until a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, what I could do is I could set it up and secure the position, and then before I – because I manually send these pins to you in the mail – but we could even bypass that too. I have guys who like to hide their address, and I think that's what you're going to want to do anyway. And we could just do a phone verification and not even PIN verify you. You know, that's another workaround. So I wouldn't stress too much about that. That's something that we could change, but time is the one thing that we don't get back that's more valuable than money. And I don't think we should keep wasting time on this.
Okay. All right. So what do we need to do right now?
It's $299 month to month. You're not buying it to any kind of long-term contract. So what I'll do is I'll just secure your first month payment and schedule the client interview. And then I'll be on standby for the updated address. You could always text the address to me too. Like the message you sent me last night, I got it on my personal phone, even though you sent it to my, business line.
Okay.
Okay. But how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299? Did you want to do that using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I guess it would be a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm not going to have any crazy ex calling me out of the blue?
No, she's not. Thank God.
Okay. Is the billing address for this card the 146 Oak Drive in Lehighton?
I do believe it is.
Okay. Is there any middle initial on the card, or does it have the business name on it?
It has the business name on it.
Okay, let me add.
It has brothers. My name and then Brothers Property Maintenance.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it says and renovation LLC. It'd be hard to fit all that on there.
You know what? It doesn't even have maintenance. It has M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A.
Huh. Yeah, there's only so many characters they could fit. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and update this. Has to match up exactly or it will decline. But that's good that we put it on there because then you can just write it off as a business expense later. You can get it back that way. Okay, and then on the front, there's 16 digits. If you could read it four at a time, left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4258.
4258.
3945.
3945.
0207.
0207.
3503.
3503. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
0528.
0528, and three-digit code on the back.
857.
Okay. So I don't know if you recall, but just to recap, okay, I got you on what's called a platinum package. We usually charge $599 monthly for this. I cut it in half, so you're only paying $299 forever. It's never going to go back up. In this package, you have the first page placement on Google. It's a Google Places placement, so you'll get fully verified Google business profile built up, review monitoring on there. There's tracking hooked up to it. You have your own .com website that we're going to build and develop for you, purchase the domain for you, and host. You have a Facebook business profile that will build, host, and run Facebook ads through to help drive traffic. Having your first page placement on Google is going to put you on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa devices, as well as the Apple and Safari search engine for the iPhones. And then there's also a popular directory submission in there. So you'll have Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. What I basically try to do, Michael, is cover all your bases and be like your one-stop shop. So that way you just have one guy to deal with and you don't have like 100 different bills floating around. And I was hoping once we get this up and running, we could kind of – are you still doing paper lead with Home Advisor by Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, that's what I'm trying to get out of there. So I'm going to need maybe like a week or two just to make sure we're getting everything moving in the right direction, get the website built, get those ads launched. And then once you have that going and those leads staggering in, you can kind of shut that off. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call with this service. It's just that one-time payment of $299, but we'll use all these other platforms. Well, one-time payment monthly, but we'll use all these other platforms to generate consistent leads for you. So right now you
okay.
got all your eggs.
You do have the business line, right? Because you're calling on my personal line right now.
Yeah, I got this saved as a cell phone, but the business line that's going to be posted on Google is 835-200-0051.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. That's what I'm telling you. Like, we basically set all this up. The last part that was missing from it was just securing the listing, and then I'm going to actually launch the campaign. So this payment's going to clear, and then you're going to get an outline of the full agreement in writing as well. You got to sign off on that. Here, let me just make sure you got it all. And then there's a Google verification form that you got to fill out, and that's something you only got to do one time for as long as you own the business, right? Even if you relocate, Google will have you listed as a verified contractor. That adds a lot of credibility. Just for people to know they're working with a guy that's not hiding anything.
Right.
Okay. So let me just get this processed and I'll get it over to you. Give me one second here. How's the little guy doing in football?
He's doing pretty good. I haven't seen him in a little while. So.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to say, that's a good place for him to kind of let things out if he's going through it, too. I feel like usually when parents split, it's tough on the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay. Football is always a good outlet.
It is. It definitely
yeah. is. Yeah. And he gets a little angry and just cracks somebody. It feels better.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, that's what I grew up doing. So, but I wasn't a big guy. I was just a fast guy. Okay. So
what part of California are you in?
I grew up in Huntington Beach, but we're actually in Newport Beach. So the Google Building 1 offices are right here now. They're in Orange County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever been out here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got family out there. I was born in L.A.
Oh, nice. Nice, yeah. I hate LA.
Yeah.
I mean, just being from the beach cities, you know? But my dad's from LA, so. And then,
so my family lives in Agora Hills.
Oh, okay. So it's a nicer area then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think of LA, I always think like downtown. I don't know if you've been over there recently, but I mean, it can't be far off from like going to downtown Philly. You know, it's
right.
Yeah.
Philly's just terrible.
Exactly. Yeah. The people out in the street and everything. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't want my kid over there. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I grew up in Huntington Beach, and then I live in Newport Beach now, and then we're off Jamboree, so I'm only like a couple of lights away from our offices, and then the Google building one just moved out here 3 years ago, right in the middle of the pandemic. And so now they have Southern California Google. They have the Mountain View location, which is the one everybody's familiar with. It's about 3 hours north of us here, and then there's the San Francisco one up in the Bay Area, about 6 hours away. So those are all three Google headquarters, and it's pretty crazy. All the Google partners are right next to the Google headquarters. So we have to like, they babysit us. Like all of our calls that I've been having with you are monitored. Just FYI. So it's not like they're going to be digging into your personal information or anything like that, but just,
Right.
Yeah. If we're messaging privately, I might say stuff a little more off script. Then over the recorded line is how you get caught up, but you should have some text messages coming through here, Michael.
All right. I'll be able to check them here in a little while.
Okay.
I don't need to do it right now, do I?
No. So I just want you to be aware of them, though, right? So they're little paragraph text messages with a link in them. One of the links is the Google verification form. The other one's the outline of the agreement in writing. You also get a third message that'll have a username and password for your tracking system. And then before I let you go, I just want to schedule your client interview time. What would be the best time to interview you?
How long will it take?
It usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. They're going to do a lot of heavy lifting on this. So, you know, go over all the services you provide, the area you cover, purchase the domain, get an idea on how you want the website to look. They'll work on all the stuff over the weekend, and then they'll send you the initial draft of the website by Monday or Tuesday morning.
All right. Can we do like 6 o'clock?
6 p.m. Yep, you got it. So look, hold on. Let me just double check. 1, 2, 3. Okay, this is the same guy. Yep, so I got, look out for the confirmation. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation between 6 and 7 to your email, and then I'll text you at 5 o'clock just as a heads up reminder so you don't forget.
Awesome, appreciate it.
All right, and then I'm going to resend you my number too. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns along the way, or you just need something done quick, just give me a shout and I'll make sure we get everything squared away for you. That way you don't have to worry about hopping on a computer when you're dealing with the little guy or family stuff. Okay. But make sure to send me that address as soon as you can. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate everything.
All right, Mike. I'll talk to you at 6.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.